Chapter 32, Let's Talk Turkey, by Willie Snow Etheridge. 32, A Turkish Romance. Sabag Bey, a young Turk, offered one morning while we were in Iskenderun to help me find a few old pieces of copper at the local bazaar. Sabag Bey was a startling-looking Turk with a short, heavy black growth of mustache and beard and thick, tortoise-shell-rimmed glasses. Even at my age, I felt a bit uneasy with him until I reminded myself he was the nephew of Boutros Bey, the local agent of the Prudential Lines. Entering the narrow cobble street of the bazaar, I noticed several Turkish soldiers, rifles on their backs and pistols at their belts, standing in front of a shop that had its iron shutters pulled to the sidewalk and fastened there with huge locks. It is the shop of the father of the girl whose sweetheart was murdered a few days back, Sabag Bey volunteered. No doubt you have heard. Yes, I have heard, I said, but not very much. And then I added perfunctorily, for my mind was still on copper. Tell me about it. I will gladly. I will tell you from the viewpoint of an eyewitness. He sounded important. From an eyewitness, my lady, for I saw everything from the very beginning. And it was terrible. It made the hairs, he touched his bearded jaw with trembling fingers, prickle and, how you say, stand on end. But, my lady, it is a long story. Come where you can be in comfort. He steered me into one of those bare, dingy little yogurt and ice shops that seemed to dot all the towns of Turkey. How about the copper? I asked meekly. He shrugged. The copper can come later. He gestured toward a table that at that moment was being swabbed with a dirty dish rag by a seedy proprietor. A limonada? Sabag Bey inquired. A coffee? Nothing, thank you. How about the story? Of course. He clasped his hands tightly upon the table. To begin, before these 4 months, a boy and girl are in love together. She is a Muslim and he is a Muslim also, but with a different sect. One day he picked her up and they disappeared for 3 or 4 days. She was a minor, not 18 years yet. When they returned, the boy asked to marry the girl, but the father says no, he wants her home again. Then they went to the justice, and the justice asked the girl if she wanted the boy. She answered yes. In this situation in Turkey, when girl wants boy, father has to give her to boy when she becomes a major. So the father of girl gives a guarantee to boy that he will pay him 40,000 Turkish pounds if when the girl is 18, he does not give her to him. You understand? Yes, I understand. A seller of licorice juice stopped in the doorway of the shop, beating with a silver coin upon the glasses that he wore in a brass belt about his waist. But Sabag Bey did not give him a glance. The background of his drama sketched. He was about to raise the curtain on the action. 2 days before the guarantee must be paid or the girl given to her lover, I am at my office. It is 3:15 in the afternoon. I intend to go up in the mountains for the weekend. I get in my car and soon before me I see a horse carriage moving very speedily. From it I notice 2 feet going out. Somebody very drunken. I think to myself, or somebody hurt. I reach the carriage and there I see a body swimming in blood. I speed it and advance them to the hospital. Nobody is in front of hospital except one Chevrolet car. The carriage comes. I look inside. The description of the body is something terrible. I feel badly. The body is torn by bullets in 13 places. It is without movement. The whites of the eyes is green. They stare wide open without seeing. They are dead eyes. This boy is my friend, but I do not recognize him. The driver of the Chevrolet car is the cousin of the boy, and when he sees the boy, he begins to cry hysterically. We presume the father or the brother of the girl has killed the boy, and so we come to their shop here. Sabag Bey waved his hand towards the shop, diagonally across the street from the yogurt parlor. 3 soldiers were still standing in front of the iron shutters, and men wearing the loose Muslim trousers and a wide variety of rags on the upper portions of their body and about their heads, padded by barefoot, eyes straight before them. Everything, when we arrived, was normal at shop here, Sabag Bey continued. It seems very strange, and you understand, to find everything normal. We start to go back to hospital and pass accidentally by police station. We saw a very large group outside of police station, and we understand the murderer is inside. We wait to see who is the murderer, and when we see him, he is a young boy of 18, but looks 16. He is the nephew of the father of the girl. His face is transfigured. It is a murderer's face. He is dirty of blood. All his shirt and trousers is a paste by blood. You must now imagine the women and men gathered in front of the police station. They spit so loudly and all together, it is like a torrential rain. You feel something. You feel the hate they feel for the man who did that ugly deed, the man who killed the young boy who loved. The police put him in a car and sent him to the central police station. Then all the people who were gathered there went to the hospital to understand if the dead boy was there. I advanced them. More than 1,000 people were now gathered there. The women in black, their faces hidden with their scarves, were sitting in the streets crying hysterically and beating themselves with their fists. They belong to the sect of the boy, and they can't understand themselves for grief, and they can't manage themselves for grief. They are not civilized. I tell you, I had temperature at that time. My stomach is, he churned his hand about to indicate the word he had lost, but not satisfied, he said, I will explain what I mean. My stomach is full of a kind of frightness when you go to the hospital for an operation. It is not free in yourself. We say tied in knots, I suggested, but he paid no attention to me. I stand curiously about to visit. A group of six or seven men try to excite the group to take revenge of the boy. They begin to walk, but they look back and no one is following them. They come back. They are afraid with only six to take revenge. Now, the most interesting part of the story happened at that time. There came riding on a bicycle, the French word is boucher, a man who sells meat. The boucher always has a knife here, he gestured toward his waist, and his clothes are stained with cow's blood and sheep's blood, not human blood. The eyes of the boucher were open and outside of his head, and it was riding like a fool and shouting the name, and he was riding like a fool and shouting the name of the boy. Sabag Bey stopped his story and creased his dark brows. How can I make you hear that shouting? For a moment he was lost in thought. His bewhiskered head was bent toward the white-topped table. Then suddenly he looked up excitedly. Ah, have you seen the motion picture, The Hound of the Baskervilles? I couldn't remember, but this seems no time to hesitate, I nodded. Remember the awful sounds of the dogs howling at night? It was the same way Boucher howled the name of the boy. I was afraid to hear that voice. It was not human. It was the voice of a dog. Now you imagine something. I was here. He stood up and moved to one side of the table. And here was the group of people. He waved his hand toward where I was sitting. And here comes the boucher going very speedily on the bicycle. He moved in my direction and then abruptly fell silent. Something was wrong, and it was evidently I, for after a second he declared, To make you understand the situation at that time, you must imagine this man who had eyes open, which normally see what is in front of him, coming at a speed more than 25 kilometers. He stopped and regarded me knowingly. I am imagining it, I assured him, and even if he says this group in front of him, he will not stop the bicycle. If he sees this group in front of him, he will not stop the bicycle. He knocks about five or six and the bicycle falls to the ground. But not satisfied, his feet go on pedaling. He runs through the crowd, his feet pedaling, shouting the name of the boy and trying to take the small, short hairs out of his head. They are so short he can't pull them, but blood comes out of his cranium and down his face. This is the decisive gist of the demonstration. I will explain. There is a prowler, a gunpowder, and it is still. And then there is a match thrown into the powder, and the powder blows up. So it is that moment that makes the manifestation blow up. The group that was already excited by death of dead boy, she began to walk, women, men, boys, in direction of this shop. Always in my car, I advance them here. I will show you exactly where to stop. He got up and pointed out the door to a nearby corner. The square are now full of persons waiting here, he continued. The group from the hospital advances here. They are walking slowly like an ice river, but they hold the place they walk. All of the police in town are here, and I say to myself, now the thieves and gangsters can do their dirty work in other parts of town. The police form a cordon around the shop, but they can't stop the group to throw stones. Something typical happened. It is the custom here for men to throw stones brought by the women. Now, these women of this sect of Muslims are very prudish. This sect has to hide all parts of body. They don't show arms, legs, anything. But at this moment, they are putting stones into their skirts and leaving the legs outside. Can't imagine what kind of sentiment pushing women to show themselves like that. They stay here 2 hours. Police try to stop them and can't. There's a small carriage containing bottles full of liquid like American Coca-Cola, squeezed by the crowd. She cannot move. These men in direct contact with carriage are throwing bottles full of liquid foolishly at heads of men in front of them. They are so nervous they want to pass their nerves by killing some people, even their friends. Firemen come, trying to spread them with water. He shrugged. You know the tree, the part that is in the earth? The roots, I murmured. The roots are in the street and nothing can move them. Finally, one young boy pushes through the police cordon and goes into place where nobody is. He opens the iron shutters and begins to strike the glasses off the counters with his hands. When the group behind sees this, they are excited more, and all the group attack and begin to break everything. It seems, though, this gesture doesn't satisfy them. They go to the house of the father of the girl. Fortunately, nobody is there. They are up in the mountains this hot season. They take everything in house and throw it in street. With fuel oil contained in a motorcycle, they burn it in the street. Police are shooting with their guns, but up into the air. They throw two bombs that make the tears. The Armenian interferes. She comes and begins to gather up people. She is putting them in the trucks, and after 3 hours, everything is calm again. All this manifestation happened between 3:30 and 6:30. It doesn't seem possible. And what about the girl, I ask? Who knows? He shrugged again. Some say she too has been killed. A drama, is it not? And all they did was to love. We were both silent for some seconds, and then Sabag Bey shoved back his chair, sighed heavily, and put to me what he considered a purely theoretical question. You still want to look for copper? And of course it was. There could be only one answer after such drama. End of chapter 32.